Okay, for the next few minutes, we're going to be talking about pumpkins and other spooky season stories. Don't worry, though, we've got Jill Simmons on the phone. Good afternoon, Jill.
Good afternoon.
And thank you for joining us. Now, you're one of the people in charge of Brave Bold Drama, aren't you? Can you tell us a little bit about your theatre company?
Yeah, certainly. Brave Bold Drama's been going 10 years. I run it with my good friend and colleague, Paul Lawless, who's sitting next to me at the moment. And we specialise in devised theatre for families. So, and also for taking theatre to places where people generally don't go to the theatre. So we work a lot making shows that fit in community spaces like libraries and community halls and the like, so that everybody gets to experience the joy of live theatre, because we think it's for everybody, not just posh people.
Absolutely. That's a very good use of these places as well, places like libraries. That's a great idea, isn't it?
Yeah, we've had a lot of fun touring our work in libraries right across Dorset, several times in fact, so we know it works. Yeah, definitely.
And your productions, I mean, they're for all the family, aren't they? I think
certainly some of them are. Yeah, we don't just set out to entertain the children, although obviously that's really, really important. We put a lot of layers into our work, because children do actually process the world through their trusted adult, and if they see that their trusted adult is sitting through one of our shows looking bored to tears, then that will obviously filter through to the child's experience. So it's really important that we make sure that the work has interest and engagement and enjoyment for all ages. That's not by going down the route that sometimes big stage pantos do, of having kind of jokes that are a bit rude and go over the heads of children. It isn't that at all. We don't do that, but we do make sure that whether you're an adult, a grandparent, or you're a child, that you will have a fantastic time, because you're accessing the work just at, you know, a slightly different level depending on how much life experience you have.
Absolutely, sounds great. And do you write all the shows yourself, and you make your own music and all that, I think, don't you?
We do everything between us, yeah. So we devise and write the shows and perform them. Paul takes a lot of the weight of design, and I, as you say, compose music and the sound design for the shows. Paul does a lot of the production, of making sure that the venues and getting the marketing up together. So yeah, we literally cover everything that is, you know, in a theatre done by a team of easily 8 to 10 people, I reckon.
Oh, brilliant. And whereabouts to get you? What gives you your inspiration for the different shows then?
All sorts of different reasons, but there's always a core thing that we've noticed about the world that we want to communicate. We don't just make a show because we think, oh, that'll sell, that'll look good on Instagram. There's always something quite important about it. So to bring that down to the pumpkins, we are making fun of the fact that quite a lot of theatre made for children is very quite heavy-handedly didactic. It's tub-thumping, quite a strong message through quite heavy-handed means. You should think this or you shouldn't think that, because sometimes people harness theatre to try and do quite kind of brutal education. And we are not in that vein. We don't think that's the right way to kind of use theatre. It's to force people to think a certain way. So Pumpkins, and then other spooky season stories, which is an improv show, so we improvise it. It's brand new every time, depending on what people have given us when they first come into the theatre. We create a very ridiculous kind of cautionary tale, which is so surreal and ridiculous that it absolutely makes fun of this idea that theatre is there to teach you something edifying and important. It can do that, but it shouldn't do it through a really kind of heavy-handed, clunky approach. So that was the kind of the starting point for Pumpkins. And just also, I just sat down and thought, like, well, what is Halloween from a pumpkin's perspective? And that was kind of the core for the Pumpkins show as well.
How does that work then? You're saying that each show is different. How does that work then, Jill?
Yeah, that's improvised. So Pumpkins, the show that's available for Dorset community members next week is it's a two halves. So Pumpkins is a 30-minute sketch, and then it's improvised. So we give people have told us things that they are always being told not to do. So they give us their confessions of something they're always being told not to do. We put them in our tombola, give it a spin, and pull out three. And those things then feature in a completely brand new story. So Paul and I are both trained in improv, and we have a kind of scaffold. We know roughly the shape of the story, but we then literally make it up on the spot and spark between the two of us. And that's how we make the second half of this experience. So it is literally unique every time.
I think that's fantastic. It's something different, literally different every time that the show goes out. Well, could we have a quick chat with Paul as well?
Of course.
Hi.
Lovely. Thank you. Hi, Paul.
Hi.
Hi, good to have you there. Now then, I believe you also work with people with dementia as well, don't you? Can you tell us about that, Paul?
Yeah, we're currently working on a project, actually. We've worked on several projects with different community groups with those who are living with dementia. We made a show before the pandemic. We made a version of Alice in Wonderland, which was a multi-sensory experience for that demographic, and it was incorporated smells and tastes, music, and lots of multi-sensory elements to kind of keep them anchored and engaged in the storytelling. And we subsequently co-created stories with that community. So we've just finished a project where we've taken different pictures, which were created by an artist friend of ours, and we used that stimulus to create stories with that group. And yeah, so through kind of lots of discussion, we gathered their ideas, and then we create a script, and then we record that script with them, and then we kind of edit it. Well, Jill edits the sound and all the dialogue together and creates this lovely radio drama. So yeah, we've worked a lot with that community, and we're really proud of the work we've produced for them.
Lovely. And you're working or have worked with a care home in Weymouth, I believe.
Yeah, that's right. We went to Chickerall.
Yeah, Queen Charlotte Care Home, Chickerall. Yeah, we had a we were commissioned to create a storytelling offer, which again was improvised, called The Keepers. And the premise is that there's two lighthouse keepers, and they've told stories again and again and again, so they kind of need to invigorate their surveillance, their evening of surveillance, with a new story. So we gather again suggestions from care home residents, their memories and their anecdotes of the seaside, and then we kind of repurpose them into a brand new story that's improvised again, like the show next week.
Excellent. Now then, can you tell us, when's Pumpkins and Other Spooky Season Stories, when's that going to be on?
So we're performing that at St Nick's Gallery next Tuesday, so Tuesday the 28th of October at 11 a.m. and 2 p.m. However, the 11 a.m. show sold out this morning, but there are still tickets available for the 2 p.m. show. If you Google Brave Bold Drama and click on our website link, you can go to the events page and find the booking link for the 2 p.m. show. Tickets are free, although you can donate if you would like to on the link, but there's no obligation. So next Tuesday at 2 p.m. is the show that currently still has tickets available.
Well, that's good to hear that one of the shows is sold out. That's good news. And I'd just like to thank both of you, Paul and Jill, for joining us this afternoon, and good luck with everything.
Thank you so much. Thanks very much.
Okay, thanks. Bye for now.
Cheerio. Bye. Keep 107.